This is the Sumika National Board special teleconference for Friday, September 14th. Though on the East Coast, it is now Saturday, September 15th. Thank you, everybody, for your stamina and commitment. Mary Berg is the secretary. Will you call the roll, please, Mary?
Okay. Dave Adelson?
Here.
Mary Berg is here. Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn Bethune, is this pound one to unmute? Okay.
Pound one, yes.
Yeah. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
AC Bird?
Here.
Lisa Davis?
Here.
Chandra Halpman?
Chandra? Here.
Okay. Here. Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Rayla Forrest?
Present.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Sarv Randhawa? sorry. Sandra Rawline?
This is Sandra, and I am present.
Thank you. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Bertold Reimers? Guess not. Okay. Rip Robbins? Lori Taguma? Thomas Ruffin? LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Don White?
Here.
Michael Woodson?
I'm here.
Okay, now I don't know if Rob is here or not.
I'm here.
He is here. Is there anyone whose name did not get called who is here? I think Lonnie Hicks, are you here?
Here.
And Dan Siegel, were you here?
I'm here.
I thought you were. And then Casey Peters is here, correct?
Thank you, Mary.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay.
The first item is the approval of the agenda. I sent a proposed agenda around based on notice of meeting that was sent last week. We have on the agenda a proposed 30 minutes for deliberation and voting on the bylaw, the remaining two bylaws amendments before us, 15 minutes apiece, and 20 minutes for dealing with ballot issues. And I was reminded by Lisa Davis that at the last meeting, it was noticed we postponed to the next meeting the question of Steve Brown and the his email solicitation. So is there, I'd like to suggest a 10-minute
move adoption
for that item. There's a motion to adopt that proposed agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Then is there any debate or discussion or amendment? Yes, Don.
Yeah, I hate to add to this, but we did have on the last agenda the fourth item of the bylaws amendments, which is consideration of the proposal by the National Election Supervisor for implementation of various bylaw amendment options. And that was, I believe, 15 minutes last time. So I would move to add that to this agenda.
Okay, that's in order. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. It's open for discussion.
Well, maybe I should just explain in
one
sentence what this is. There are some people that felt some of the language of the amendments might be ambiguous as to how it would affect different classes of delegates. You know, if you were elected in 2004 and the four-year term passes, would you get a longer term or not? Would you be affected by new term limits? All of those questions are answered in his proposal, and he's asking the PNB to adopt it. So that's the item.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no objection to that addition, then we'll add that to the proposed agenda. Is there anything else?
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead, Lisa.
When you had said that that you had neglected to include the Steve Brown issue that was postponed to this meeting to be included, where on the agenda were you thinking that should go? Because you just read that.
After the bylaws and balloting issues.
This is Sandra from Houston.
Yes.
I request
We didn't catch that. You broke up on us.
Okay. I would request that we move forward and move forward quickly.
Okay. If there's no further debate on this agenda, then is there any objection to adopting it? Yes?
It's your point of information. And now, have we added that item Steve Brown item onto this agenda or not?
Yes, 10 minutes at the end.
10 minutes, thank you.
And if there's no objection to the agenda, then we'll proceed. So the first item of business is the amendment, is the bylaws amendment concerning term, and I believe it, Bob, will you present that motion?
Yes. Okay. As noticed on the Pacific Coast Foundation website, this is the summary of the package of amendments. Extending the term of delegates, i.e. LSB members, from 3 to 4 years, which would reduce the frequency of elections from 2 out of every 3 years to 1 every 2 years, thus reducing the large cost, $200,000 per election, and disruption of more frequent elections. Sections changed would be Article 4, Section 7, Article 4, Section 7, 8A, Article 4, Section 9, Article 7, Section 2, Article 7, Section 8. And then just a reminder that at our last meeting, we voted to correct a drafting error in Article 4, Section 7 that would replace the phrase seated in 2008 with the phrase seated in December 2007. So that's the package. I read the full text to the board last time, so I'd ask if we could have consent to dispense with reading it this time.
Okay, so the motion is to approve this bylaws amendment, and it's open for debate. Who would like to speak opposed to the amendment?
I'm not going to speak in opposition to the amendment. The issues that I raised before is about our LSB unable to postpone the matter until the 24th, I believe it was. And I think it would be rather odd for me to vote on that, but I would, after the board votes, I'd like to reserve the right to come back and cast my vote through the mail or in person on this particular issue.
The difficulty is that the decision needs to be made prior to the printing ballots that will go to the membership, because if we approve this, then it is put before the membership as a whole, and so we won't have the opportunity, from what I understand, to consider this again before the deadline for inclusion in the ballots. Casey, can you comment on the timeline for the preparation of the ballots for the membership?
Well, the ballots have to be mailed out on October 15th. And, of course, there's a lot of prep work, which much of that really gets intense after September 25th, when the candidates turn in their candidate statements. So that all has to be laid out in the 10 different ballot pamphlets that go out to the two groups of voters at the 5 stations. There's not a lot of prep time, and that's one reason why we're addressing the whole question of election timelines.
Well, let me ask a question. If the board needed until the end of the month to be able to adopt these, if we adopted them, for example, at our in-person board meeting, would it be logistically possible to include them in the ballots?
Well, what I would do would be to prepare the ballots and ballot pamphlets as if it were expected to pass. And then if for some reason the measures weren't included on the ballot, then we'd have to pull all that stuff out of the and change the ballot
time.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank
you. Lydia.
Okay, so I stand corrected. If we fail to pass these tonight, it will still be possible to consider them later in the month. Yes, Lydia.
But I know originally at the last meeting, Casey did urge us, and Casey, you can corroborate this, that you did urge us to have it by the 14th. That's when we were trying to schedule a date even for tonight's meeting.
It would certainly make life a lot easier.
Yeah. And the other issue is that LSBs are also waiting for a signal about the special meetings they're calling all over the network. I think KPFK is the only one. Am I correct in saying KPFK is the only one that's actually voted on them?
That's correct.
If that's the case, they only have less than 2 weeks before we all start flying out to Berkeley to cast their votes. And, you know, if they can see we, meeting after meeting, cannot decide, it's not going to bode well. So to getting this done, and I really think we shouldn't procrastinate. We should just stick it out and vote.
But Don,
okay,
White here.
I'd like to hear debate on the question. Don, yes.
And then
yes.
Anyone get on the stack, please?
I'll be alternating between pro and con. Go ahead.
Yes, I believe that we have to vote this tonight. I think we should remind ourselves that these proposals are based on the post-election recommendations of a whole score of election supervisors who have lamented the fact that the timeline doesn't work. It's not working. And I want to really praise Casey for taking this situation in hand and moving it so our listener sponsors can vote on it through this. Well, actually, they don't. I guess they don't vote on this one, but that they see that we are taking seriously the recommendations of election supervisors after an election is over, telling us that we have a faulty process. These are going to correct that process.
Point
so
of
I
order.
I would urge the members from Washington, D.C., if there's any way they can, is to vote for these and let this process go forward.
Well, we know. The problem is
just to clarify, we have passed the motions dealing with the timing of the election, the election timelines. The question before us now is the question of term, whether we will alter the term from a 3-year term for delegates to a 4-year term.
Yeah,
so
this is what I was
clear.
Referring to. This is
okay,
what I'm referring
good.
To.
Thank you.
Well, the point of it is...
So that's part of timeline.
Hold on. AC, I want to ask whether there's anybody who would like to speak in opposition to the... We have 7 more minutes, so I'm asking, is there any opposition to the bylaws amendment on term?
Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
This is Evelyn.
Evelyn, are you speaking and opposed to the term amendment?
No.
Okay, I'll recognize you after Wendy. Go ahead, Wendy.
I am in favor of the 4-year term, and I've been bringing it up that the ballot itself that the delegates and the PNB are asked to vote on is flawed in that it asks us to vote for a 4-year term as yes or no as the first thing, and then the second part is to vote for 1, 2, or unlimited numbers of term limits. And so we've had this long discussion last night on the the working group to talk about the ballot initiative, where we talked with Dan and we talked with people on all sides of the issue. And the problem that I'm having is that we were considering the language to submit to the members who aren't either PNB or LSB on what they would be voting on. And people were seeing the point is that, that it really never was the intention to either cut down from 4 years or if the way the ballot was presented, if people wanted to say no on the 4-year term and then vote separately on the 1, 2, or unlimited, that they could conceivably go backwards from where we are now and vote for one three-year term, and that this was not really the intention of the bylaws amendment at all. And in our attempt to be so inclusive, we actually came up with a really flawed ballot. And so we were talking about, you know, that the ones that the members would get could be a different ballot. But really, what was guiding that discussion was, well, we didn't want
30 more seconds.
We didn't want that the PNB and the LSVs all had to vote on the same thing, and the listeners all had to vote on the same thing. But really, it was only KPFK that had already voted, and we are the PNB. Therefore, we could actually make a ballot that made sense right now, and unfortunately, have to ask KPFK to vote again. And so the discussion was, you know, that we should have a straightforward ballot that all of us could agree on, because the way it is right now, I have to vote against it because I don't want unlimited numbers of four-year terms. We were talking about, you know, taking off the four-year terms.
Evelyn?
Okay.
I mean the unlimited four-year terms.
Evelyn?
I do support the four-year terms, mainly because I feel like where we are right now keeps us from being able to have a great deal of consistency because of turnover, people leaving for whatever reason. And a lot of times, right in the midst of trying to decide an issue, you get a whole different group of people and you have to start all over again. And hopefully, four-year terms would allow enough people to be the same people in place to really make progress and not have to continually try to repeat or teach or inform new people as to what you're trying to do. And hopefully it'll also open the door to the possibility of extending or coordinating terms between the PNB and the LSB so that there are longer terms on PNB. And that's why I want to support this motion.
Thank you. We have 5 minutes left. I had heard Sandra trying to be heard. Sandra, are you speaking opposed or in favor?
I'm not speaking one way or the other. I'm just trying to say this. This is Sandra. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mary, mark me here, please.
We're trying to... bottom line, from where I sit, and... whether we vote for the local station board to have neither here.
You're cutting off.
Yeah, you're breaking
up.
Yeah,
you're cutting off, Sandra. We can't. It's not intelligible what you're saying.
Hello?
Hi, that's better. Yes.
Okay. I'm off speaker. Okay. Here's what I would like to propose is that
we can't hear you.
Keep going again.
We're losing you entirely.
Okay.
Not hearing it.
Sandra, we cannot hear you. I'm going to have to ask you to call back in on another line. I'll recognize you as soon as we're able to hear you, but right now we can't hear a thing you're saying. AC, was that you trying to speak?
Yeah, I wanted to, well, the issue that I raised, and is even more compelling now because you've only got one LSB that's voted on this, according to what Lydia said. All we're asking for at PFW is to, you know, have vote on the 24th is what we're going to do. So I don't know what Ambrose and Rob has to say about that, but we decided not to try to vote on it to give people more time to look at it and understand it, so they didn't vote on it at all.
Yeah,
it wasn't a question of whether they vote for or against. The question was whether they should vote at all without a better understanding of what was being presented to them. So,
okay,
Ambrose? It puts us in a position that we have to abstain from voting tonight.
Right.
Okay, Sandra, is that you that I hear now?
Yeah, this is me. You know, I don't mind people putting this vote off for tonight. I mean, it's been a really long night. But bottom line is, we're all going to try to do our utmost, our best, to make whatever it takes to make Pacifica be a wrecking force. I mean, come on, folks.
What are you saying?
Okay, we are now at
This is Chandra. I'd like to be on the stack.
Mary Bird,
well, we're at
like
time
to...
for the item. We're at time for the item, so we're going to move to a vote.
Now, can we extend the vote? I imagine we extend the time. 10 minutes.
Yes. What's 10 minutes? Is
yes,
there a second?
Second.
Second. Is there any objection? Mary, take over the chair. I have a call from my wife who's on the road and may need something. I will be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who was on the staff? Okay. I think, Sean. We've extended 10 minutes. Okay.
Okay. What
Chandra,
I want to say is
I
would like to convey my concern about voting without the imprimatur of the KPFA LSB, who hasn't voted on the bylaws, who will be voting on them tomorrow. And, you know, I feel really uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable the other night when we were voting, and I continue to feel the same way because I don't know the sentiment of the board, and I feel I should represent their interests here. So I support postponement. That's all I wanted to say.
In fact, I move we postpone it to the next meeting.
But before we put this is where, I mean, can we understand what's going on? Because this is where, can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
If I follow Chandra's logic, that would mean that if the WBAI voted a certain way, let's vote to not to approve, then does that mean that every delegate from BAI would then vote against it? I never understood it that way. I thought that people had two votes, both one on the LSB and one on the PNB, and they would vote what they thought was best. So
that
I don't necessarily see the connection that I'm hearing, where you cannot vote as a PMB member until you know what the LSB is deciding.
Well,
I
respond to
I'm
that?
I'm puzzled
okay,
by
I'm,
that,
I'm
too,
back on
so.
The call.
Okay.
I'm back on the call,
but,
so I'll resume the chair. Who's
did
next?
You hear what the question was? That, people are all
no.
saying they can't vote. Chandra's saying she can't vote either because she doesn't know what her board thinks. Ray has raised the question that he, as a point of information, really, that he understood that people would have two votes. Why are people now saying they can't vote until their board votes? They vote once as delegate and once as PNB. That's the question
Thank
that
you.
Was just
so, put. So, well, it's up to each board member makes a decision on whether they're prepared to cast a ballot at this time. Another option is for a board member to make a motion to postpone this board's consideration of the question.
That's so moved.
That's what...
Ambrose has already moved that.
Yeah.
Until... I was not on the call when he did it.
Was
so
that
what,
seconded?
To when, Ambrose?
Yes, I'm seconding.
To the next meeting.
You mean to an in-person meeting or to another special phone teleconference?
No, to the next meeting.
What's that?
Okay, so the motion is to postpone it to the PNB to our next PNB meeting. And there's been a second. So who would like to speak? And is this the term question or both the term and term limit questions?
Both.
Okay. Bob, was there a third bylaws question? Other than that we still need
no,
to consider?
No, there are no other bylaws questions, but they're the implementation questions.
That, okay, that we can
I think
still do deal
have
with
to be
now.
Resolved tonight. Those are separate.
Okay. So who would like to speak opposed? We've heard the motivation for this. Who would like to speak opposed to postponement?
Mary Berg, I would like to.
Go ahead, Mary.
I have understood what Ray said, that we would vote. We have actually got two votes. If we voted for it tonight, if there's nothing to stop us voting against it if we really don't believe in it when the LSB meets. It simply means that these things have been put forth, and why do we not just go ahead? We're going to put them to the membership. So if we don't vote on it, then it means that the membership maybe won't be able to vote on it, and the whole thing will have to get... mooted until another time, another year, whatever. I don't see why we're doing that. if anybody doesn't want any one of the options or whatever, just vote against it. Or vote, as I said, you could vote against it when your board does. But we just need to be able to put the process together so that the LSBs can vote and that, therefore, the membership can vote. That's all we're doing, is allowing. We're not making anything happen by voting tonight. And if we postpone it to the in-person meeting, the ballots can't possibly go out. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why are we doing this? We've talked and talked about it.
That's not what was said earlier.
Hold on. I'd like not to have crosstalk. Who would like to speak in favor of the postponement?
I would.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Sandra.
This is Sandra. I would like to speak in favor of the postponement of this vote because there are too many factors playing in. And let's just think about this, folks. We are supposed to be Pacifica, a united front, and we are supposed to be working for the good of people who don't have a voice and giving them a voice. And at this point in time, we are so conflicted that we are not doing our duty. Sorry if that doesn't make any sense,
No. But
that's just where I am right at this moment. Thank you for
talking. We understand your point. Thank you. Who would like to speak opposed to the postponement?
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, because even though Casey said he could stretch it out, he made it very clear that on the 25th the statements start coming in, and we are asking for trouble. That's when mistakes happen, and this is such a technical ballot to have to put together. It's never been done, and I don't know why we fear the listeners making the decision on this vote. It was well thought out. All of the election supervisors have made certain of the recommendations. The little technicalities, I mean, I've read it over and over again. It really speaks for itself. For God's sakes, let's trust the listeners to make an informed decision and to cast their ballot. Let them make the decision. Let us just allow them, give them a ballot that they can make these choices for the first time in Pacifica's history to vote on our terms. Direct vote from the membership. I urge us to get on this now. It is not fair to leave this so late so that Casey's going to have to work round the clock just to try to pull this together. It's bad enough as it is, just getting the statements in when you don't have this ballot. This has never been tried. It is outrageous for this board to stand in the way of trying to get this out in a timely manner.
This is Wendy.
Bob, you wanted to speak in favor of the postponement?
No, I'll defer.
Okay, Wendy, are you speaking in favor of the postponement?
I'm kind of both. I need to point out that I'm a really engaged member, and I never understood until last night that the option about the term limits was worded so that the members decided. I always thought that on a ballot amendment, bylaws amendment, that the PNB, the LSB, and the ones that involve extending the terms have to be voted on by the members, which is three bodies that have to determine the same thing. So we've had to say that, okay, you approve the portion on the term limits, which is meaning, I guess, that you send it to the members. To me, that is not the same thing, that the members and the PNB and the LSBs are not all agreeing on the same thing. So it's already problematic. I don't know how to explain this to my board at this point. A bunch of them are already opposed to the whole thing. I need to be able to go in there, explain it to them in a well thought out way, and I thought that by, you know, the different ballot arrangements that we came up with last night, if they were to apply to all three bodies, I could vote for it in a minute. This, you know, of what I get from when asking our attorney, what does this mean if they vote on this, they vote on this, and they vote on that, he just says, oh, well, that just means that the LSB and the PNB say yes
and then the members would pick. I'm sorry, I'm not explaining it that well after 3 hours on the phone already, but it's just, it's convoluted and people don't understand it. And if we don't understand it, I don't know how the listeners are going to understand it either.
Dan, Siegel, are you present?
This is
Dan, are you present?
I'm here, yes, definitely.
Your recommendation or your comment on this was just alluded to. Could you clarify what Wendy was talking about as your opinion?
I'm going to laugh with you, Ambrose.
That wasn't me this time.
Whoever it was.
Sure, Dave and everyone else, I'm sorry it's so late. And this has been a fairly, how to make what the members who proposed the changes and the elections committee and Casey have indicated that they want to do as a matter of policy to help them make it lawful, okay? So, you know, the whole notion that we would have this IRV voting and that we would ask the members to make an ultimate choice among different options was obviously not the, you know, normal way in which Pacifica's bylaws are amended. But, you know, in looking at it, I certainly felt that it was a legal way to go forward. And so as long as, you know, people in the organization wanted to do it that way, there was really no legal obstacle to doing so. Then the question becomes, what is it that the members have to do? And starting from that is that the members have to choose whatever the ultimate outcome is, right? And it's the job in constructing the ballot, I'm going backwards in the process intentionally, that in constructing the ballot, you have to give the members the choices that are dictated by the content of the proposed amendments. And, you know, I try to say that carefully because it doesn't mean that the members have to vote on the technical or exact language, but rather that you are fairly giving them the option to vote on all the choices. So, you know, if one choice is yes or no on the 4 years and another choice is how many four-year terms can you do, you have to give them questions that they can answer yes or no so that it's clear that they're deciding. But at the same time, I didn't think it was necessary, and this gets directly to Wendy's question, that the LSBs and the PNB vote on it in the exact same format. Because what the PNB and the LSBs are being asked to do is something a little different, not to choose among the choices, but to authorize the entire ballot that's being, and I don't mean ballot in the form, verbatim form, but ballot in the sense of the various bylaw issues that are being presented to the membership. And so, I mean, I know it's kind of a little bit confusing. I've had a hard time getting my head around it, but I think that as long as three LSBs and the PNB say, look, these are the issues that we want the membership to vote on, and even if one or more of those bodies, and this is even a little bit more weird, but I've been talking about it with people and I've tried to think this through, it may be that there is some overlap between what one LSB and another LSB decides, in the sense that one has approved more options or less options than another. Then the question would be, are there common questions, common issues, that have been approved both by the PNB and three of the LSBs? And if that's the case at the end of this process, then I think enough has been accomplished to proceed to the membership with whatever it is meets the common voting of three LSBs and the PNB.
Dave?
Yes?
Yeah, I just wanted to say also that we're not asking, the question here is not whether we agree or disagree with the proposal. The question is whether or not they've had time to deal with it. And they haven't, and they will only be dealing with it on the 24th. Now, I don't know how the LSB in D.C. is going to vote, but I do, first of all, I support what Dan has just said, and I think that that you, I appreciate the fact that Peters and others have done a lot of work, and we can appreciate that, but those LSBs are elected members by the membership. So, I mean, that's who elected them. I think that they take precedence over the question of a recommendation, a policy recommendation, coming from anywhere, you know. And so I think that it would be respectful. You only have one body in the whole network that has voted on this question, that we give some deferences to those who have not yet voted. I mean, it doesn't really make much sense for the membership to find out that you've only had one station out of the entire five stations to vote on this. You have not had three. So I'm just asking that if we can carve out a way in which these stations can go ahead and do what they have to do and vote on it, they may very well vote for it. I don't know how they would handle it, but I think it would be, rather than to railroad over top of them, that's my point. And I'm sure nobody wants to railroad over top of them. That's a bad word. So I'm asking and appealing to the board to really consider another way of fashioning this question. Give me a chance to do it. We are doing it on the 24th. And I think there's one other group that just mentioned they're doing it tomorrow. So it seems to me that we could take the time out necessary to get this done. Maybe we can go back and tell our board that they need to meet earlier than the 24th. I don't know. But let's do something about it that honors everybody in the system.
Okay. I'm going to have to disagree, I think, with the opinion of our council, because I'm reading Article 17, Amendment of Articles. If you look at Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws, B, voting approval, Section 3, it says the members shall vote on any proposed amendment approved by the board and delegates, even if said amendment was not proposed by member petition, if said amendment would do any of the following, increase or extend the terms of directors or delegates, et cetera. The language says that it does not say that the board approves putting the question to the listeners. It says that the board and the delegate assemblies must approve the amendment, at which point the members must also approve it. So, and my understanding is that the amendments that we're approving are the text of these amendments. Now, I think, therefore, that it is not the case that the board is voting to put the question to the members. It's that the board is voting to approve these amendments. And the effect of that, if we approve it, is that it will then have to be put before the listeners. The question as to the ballot construction is something that, you know, we can look at it another time. But I'm going to rule that the question before us at the moment will be, whether we postpone it or not, when the question comes before us, the question will be, do we approve the provisions of the amendments? Not that we're voting to put a question to the listeners. But we're
Dave,
on the now at time. Yeah, I'll recognize you, Dan, to respond, and then we need to vote on the postponement. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, I don't disagree with you in terms of the legal effect, and if what I said suggests something different, I apologize. I wasn't clear. I said the way I construed this process in order to make it legal is that when the board votes on the package, which includes the three alternatives on term limits, the board is, in effect, approving all three.
Okay. All right, at this point, we're at time on the item, so...
May I raise the point of...
Excuse me, who's this?
This is Casey.
No, not at this point. We're going to vote on...
May I move the time for case extension of time long enough for the supervisor to speak?
Yes. Is there a second to that? Any objection?
I second, and I'd like to add an extra minute so I could raise a question about financial impact of this.
Okay.
Of this postponement.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection to extending time for a comment by the NES and a query, a point of information regarding financial impact? Hearing no objection, go ahead, Casey.
Well, last week there was some discussion about dividing the question on the term limits. And from what you were just reading, Dave, it sounds like the board has to actually particular amendments rather than just put them before the voters. So my question is, if the board doesn't take the leadership tonight and decide to divide the question or whatever, and then it goes to local boards, are they going to need some kind of guidance or coordination or something if they decide, for instance, that they want to divide the question and not approve for the end of term limits, but to put the other term limit questions forward? I just don't know how it would proceed if the board doesn't act tonight.
I don't know that a definitive answer can be given to your question. So I think that members will have to judge for themselves the impact of their vote to postpone. Bob?
I wanted to ask Casey we're required for all of our motions to, if there is going to be a financial impact, to look at it before voting or at least right after voting. So what I want to ask you is, if the board does not vote until September 30th on this question, even though you did say you would do the work in advance, but let's say the board votes down all the amendments, then wouldn't the booklets have to be completely reorganized because several pages would suddenly at the last minute be vacated? And so, in other words, would you, in the midst of all the other work with the candidate statements, be able to do that yourself, or would you have to hire an assistant?
I'm going to rule the question out of order because Casey has already made it clear that his approach will be to prepare two sets of ballots, and he did not indicate any other financial impact, and I think that it amounts to a form of debate. So I'm going to rule that out of order. We're going to proceed to a vote on the postponement. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Postponement. Okay. LaVarne Williams.
This is on the motion to postpone.
Yeah, the motion to postpone
the bylaws amendment to our next meeting.
To the next meeting. Okay, that's it. Okay, LaVarne. Okay, well, I'll come back to you. Sai Randhawa, did you ever get on the call? Chandra Hauptmann? Okay. A.C. Byrd?
I vote postpone.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
I vote to postpone. Yes.
You vote yes. Mary Berg votes no. Lydia Brazan?
No.
Michael Woodson? Sandra Rawline?
I'm here and I vote to postpone.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Huh?
Okay. Let's see. Ray LaForest, are you there?
I'm sorry. I vote no.
You vote no. Okay, thank you. Is Michael Woodson there? No. Lori Taguma? Lori?
With us.
No.
I'm sorry, what did you say, please?
No.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Margaret Prescott? Margaret Prescott?
Let's see. I abstain.
Okay. Don White?
No.
Chandra Hauptmann, are you there?
No. I'm voting no now.
Okay, thank you. LaVarne Williams, are you there?
I'm sorry. I the vote is for to postpone.
Yes, a yes vote is to...
I'll vote yes.
Postpone. Okay. Let's see. Lisa Davis, you passed.
I'll abstain.
You will abstain. see. Michael Woodson, are you there?
Yeah.
And how do you vote?
Sure, let's go with it.
I'm sorry?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, how do you vote?
Yes.
You vote yes. Okay. See, is there anyone else who did not vote whose name I didn't call? I mean, who wants to vote? Who's on the call here?
This is Margaret. Listen, I'll change to no.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else on the call? I guess that's it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No. And one abstention. Okay. So it passes, I guess. We postpone it.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Motion. It's postponed. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is the question of the ballot construction. And I think in answer to an earlier question, this issue of how we would do that would provide some guidance to the LSBs so they would understand the impact of their vote. Who is presenting the motions on the ballot construction and related issues?
This is Bob. I'll start and then Casey can present in more detail. Okay. All right. So as per the board's motion, we had the ad hoc working group that met last night and went through this in quite some detail. And Casey then took the input from different people and today came up with several different ballots. And by the end of the day, I think had boiled it down to basically two options, which I think, as was just said, would be really helpful if the board could vote tonight on if these measures are approved, how they would be presented to the membership on the ballot. I think that'll clear up a lot of the confusion if people see what would be compared against what to vote for or against. So, Casey, do you want to present those basic
Well, first I'd like to ask who's had a chance or who's not had a chance to have a look at the ballots that I sent out. I'm sorry, they're just in a PDF format, so if you don't have Acrobat Reader or some such thing, it's a bit more difficult, but I did send a text version out probably about the time this call started earlier this evening.
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Well, basically, there were two different approaches that we took, and I'm asking the board to chime in on which of these would be a preferable layout. One of them is a has the choices divided into two measures. One being about election frequency and term length, which gives you a choice of either switching to elections every other year and a four-year term, or remaining with the current bylaw, which is the three-year term with elections two out of every 3 years. Then next comes measure two, which is term limits, and there are three choices, only pertaining to if the four-year term is chosen, and then the choices are for one four-year term with a two-year break, or allowing somebody to run for re-election for a second term, serving 8 years before a two-year break, or the third, allowing the delegate to run for a re-election without term limit. So that choice of three different options is put in a an IRV format where you pick a first choice and a second choice and a third choice. The other ballot was suggested by Wendy, and it basically combines the ideas into four different choices. So there's only one thing you're voting on, and that's a combination of term length and term limits. So the choices are 4-year term, one term limit, a 4-year term, 2-term limit, 4-year term, no term limit, and no change, which is a 3-year term with a 6-year limit. Now, I know it's hard to follow over the telephone, and I would urge all of you to have a look at the email that I sent out and respond to me. That might be more useful than a vote on it if you actually would give me your individual input on it.
Excellent.
So I encourage all of you to do that. Now, while I've got the floor, I just want to add that in laying out the ballot pamphlet, I need to have arguments in favor of different positions. And also we need to discuss whether we want to have arguments for and against or just have arguments in favor of different positions. That has to be done within the next few days so that I can get it into the ballot pamphlet and be prepared to get this stuff to the printer if you do decide to put these measures before the voters. So I need people to volunteer to write, concise statements that are, you know, punchy and really give the arguments for a particular set of term lengths and term limits.
Can you clarify for me whether, as we're doing this, the question of the length and the contributions, who would make the contributions and which contributions were included, is the proposal that you would be making that decision?
This is part of the question because this is unprecedented to put question before the voters for a bylaws amendment, and I think we need to be careful about how this is done. If, for instance, more than one person is arguing in favor of a particular position, and perhaps they had different arguments, I would try to get those people together to put together a comprehensive argument that they both signed. And also,
The reason for my question is, I think in all matters related to the election of delegates, the concept of the election, you're empowered to make rulings and decisions. But on the question of the bylaws amendments, I think that would require an explicit delegation by this board, by a resolution to you to do that.
Yes, and I don't know how you want to handle that. That's why I wanted to raise the question, because there is not a precedent for this, and it's something that needs to be done in the short term to put together these ballot pamphlets. And so I think a procedure is needed.
Did the working group come up with a proposal as to how we might resolve this?
I'll let Bob speak to that or another member of the working group.
Yeah, we didn't discuss that explicitly because I was under the impression that this was within the National Election Supervisor's authority. But if board members feel that needs to be made explicit, I would support a motion to formally delegate that authority to the National Election Supervisor in consultation with this working group, now that it is up and constituted, that it would be an informal consultation, but that he would be required to check with us before any final you know, decisions about who is assigned to write or who is allowed to write the pros and cons. I don't know of any other structure within Pacifica that can do it.
Before we debate it, I'd like specific language of a motion.
Okay, I can type something up in the next 5 minutes.
Great, thank you.
You kind of said it, didn't you?
Kind of said it won't work for us. We need the explicit motion. So what is there any, while Bob is writing that up, is there any further discussion on the any further recommendations from the working group that we need to be aware of or act on?
I got a request, Dave, that I'd like to put out there.
Go ahead. Go ahead, AC.
No, I was just going to ask if the elections coordinator could find out when each of these LSBs are going to vote and going to discuss, and if it's possible, he could be on the line with us.
I'd be very happy to do so. If you have a speakerphone arrangement, be at your convenience, yes. Be at your disposal. I understand you're meeting on the 24th. Is that correct?
Yes.
KPFA is meeting tomorrow. I believe that KPFT is also meeting in the last week of the month, if I'm not mistaken.
Can someone tell us?
Yes, we meet on the 26th.
And I'm not sure. WBAI is meeting next week.
Next Tuesday.
Okay.
While we're waiting for Bob's motion, I also had a question. I noticed in the bylaws that it said that if the board votes by 2/3 to allow it, you can only have one set of bylaws amendments per 12-month period. And I want to check, did we vote on a prior bylaws amendment within the last 12 months? I remember we had one that failed having to do with annual meetings. Was that within the last 12 months?
I don't think so.
I believe it was.
I don't think so.
Well, it was but it might have been within 12 months.
Yeah, I believe it was within 12 months. So we'll need to check that, and we'll need to hold the vote. We'll do that since this other stuff has been postponed, but we may need to vote by 2/3 to allow a second balloting. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay, I just sent it to the board. I'll read it. Okay. Resolved that the PNB delegates the authority to choose and coordinate the writers of arguments for and against various bylaw amendments in the 2007 election. I left out a phrase. To the National Election Supervisor, in consultation with the PNB Working Group on Bylaws Issues.
Can you repeat it? I'm sorry. One more time?
Yeah. Resolved that the PNB delegates the authority to choose and coordinate the writers of arguments for and against various bylaws amendments in the 2007 election to the National Election Supervisor in consultation with the PNB Working Group on Bylaws Issues.
I think it should be balloting, not election.
Okay. That's a good correction.
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion as well? We need to think about what length of arguments we have. I would suggest that 200 words might be...
Casey?
Yes.
This motion would delegate that decision to you, and I don't think it's appropriate for this board to debate the number of words in a statement.
I hope not.
Not feasible.
Okay.
If we pass this motion, we're trusting you to make reasonable decisions. So, yes? Okay, is there a second to this motion?
I second.
Okay, is there a need for debate on it? Hearing no debate, is there any objection to adopting it? Hearing no objections, that's adopted. Is there anything else on this agenda item? We're actually at time
I'd like about 3 more minutes to clarify something very important.
Is there any objection to allowing Bob 3 more minutes to clarify something important?